Father Armin Rusi plays a piece of music by Georg Böhm in the monastery's church.
I'm responsible for the guests. That's my main job. I'm guest master, as we say that in English. And also I'm responsible for the music. I'm organist and the conductor of the Gregorian chant choir.
As guest master, Father Armin welcomes, if not all, certainly a good number of the 150,000 visitors who make the pilgrimage to Marienstein each year.
People come from Switzerland, they come from France, from the Alsace, they come from the Black Forest. We are here really where the three countries come together, and I think in this area the borders are more connecting than separating. And we also have a lot of people from Sri Lanka, Tamils, they are not Christians, but this place must be a place of peace, where people can find comfort, where they find new hope and new strength for their life. We cannot explain it totally.
People have been flocking to Marienstein in Canton Solothurn for about 600 years to worship at an image of Mary, the mother of Jesus, in a chapel cave located deep underground below the monastery.
Now we are in the tunnel below the church. We are going down to the shrine now of Our Lady. And that's a long tunnel. And together with three stairs, 72 steps, we are walking down to a natural cave. And this natural cave is very important for us because in this cave something happened.
According to legend, a boy fell from the cave down the side of the cliff and was miraculously saved by Mary. Most who come to the monastery make their way through the tunnel and down the stairs to the shrine, bypassing the ornate neo-Baroque church above. And if the hundreds of votive plaques lining the tunnel are anything to go by, the prayers of many have been answered.
People come here, maybe they have sorrows, they stay here, half an hour, pray, and after that they go back and they are comforted. And I think that's also as miraculous as if somebody has fallen down and is saved, you know.
It's also a miracle that Marienstein is still a working monastery. The monks were banished by the authorities in the latter half of the 19th century as part of the Kulturkampf in the canton, and only returned about 30 years ago.
1875 it was suppressed, and then they went to France, to Austria, and 1941 Hitler sent them away from Austria, and then they asked for asylum, and they were really asylums in their own monastery from 1941 to 1971.
In typical Swiss fashion, voters in Solothurn decided to restore the status of the monastery in 1971, which allowed the monks to restore the neglected monastery buildings and give the place back its soul. Father Armin joined the monastery a couple years later. Thank you for playing for me.
It's a pleasure. You know, it's a wonderful instrument, and it makes me happy to play on this organ.